So it can be helpful to start a meditation with something familiar. It's nice to know that you can have your eyes open or closed, whatever works for you, and that our bodies on their own just know how to settle. And as I was saying, oftentimes it's nice for our minds, it's nice for our bodies to have a go-to. Something familiar in the beginning of a meditation that we get used to. And in these consult groups, I've been offering a familiar brain spotting tool to begin a meditation, the body resource. Most of us are familiar with body resource, which is just letting your attention guide you, letting your attention draw you to a place in your body that is relatively grounded. As we know, even when parts of us may be active or thoughts and feelings come and go, there's usually a place in our body that is relatively neutral or grounded, less affected by everything else. So you can let your attention flow into that place. Whether it be your hands, feet, bottom, elbow, wherever it may be. Letting your attention rest for as long or short as you want. Knowing you can return there at any point if you feel like it. That's right. And it's okay as I'm talking to let your thoughts and your mind drift off. I know that's unusual for meditation, but you can let your thoughts and your mind go wherever they want, day-to-day mind, thinking, whatever it might want to. Because at the same time as your day-to-day mind might be thinking various thoughts and feelings might come and go, I'm going to be talking to a deeper part of you, a part of you that is available to let in that which is helpful and to let go by that which may not fit for you. And it's nice to know that our minds and our bodies on their own already know how to settle when we just let them be. It's like setting one of those snow globes down on a counter, and the snow just settles deeper and deeper down, letting go down without having to do anything with it at all. So we're giving ourselves the freedom to just allow things to unfold here. If your mind is still running, still processing from the day, you can let yourself do that. No problem. There's no right way to do this meditation, no wrong way. And if there are any instructions here, it is just to let everything be as it is, and that everything is welcome in this space. Whatever is happening for you is welcome in this space. It's natural for your mind to be thinking, natural for feelings, sensations to be coming and going. For data to be going in and out. Whatever you're thinking, totally okay, just coming in and going out. Totally effortless being. There are no rules here. Thoughts, emotions, sensations are all arising within, moving within a larger open space, like an open, empty field surrounding or underneath, like the air in the room. A backdrop, an open, neutral space that we may not notice all the time or not at first, because it's more subtle, more in the background, not as loud or obvious. And as you tune into it, you might begin to sense that it's not affected by whatever is coming and going within it. And it can be comforting to know that there is this space that you can feel into that is okay. Even at the same time as stimulation or data are arising within you or without. When you let everything be as it is, things arise and move on more fluidly, more easily. And when we're sensitive, it can be comforting to know that you can relax with the comings and the goings of inner and outer stimulation. And you've probably sensed, of course, that there's silent spaces or gaps between my talking, spaces between the sounds, whether it be my voice or other sounds in your space and your environment. And as the thoughts float by, perhaps even noticing spaces between the thoughts as well. This space surrounding us allows whatever is coming and going within and without. It is allowing simply by its nature. Once again, feeling into the felt sense of the space. Its calm, gentle nature. Your calm, gentle nature. There may even be a subtle energy of aliveness to the space. And as you feel into it, you might begin to sense whether there's a boundary or a line between you and the surrounding space. Is there a place where one ends and the other begins? Or is it a continuum, an expansion? Does the space have a beginning or an end? As you listen to my voice or other sounds, there can be a sense that the sound is landing in the surrounding space. It is a space that is receiving the sound. The space can allow and receive sounds, thoughts, emotions, and sensations. This open field of space can be a help or a support to our sensitive nervous system. You might sense it as a larger sense of yourself, a bigger or expanded body, or sense of me that your thoughts, emotions, sensations can let go into and be held by or even comforted. Dipping down below the neck into the body, allowing it to sponge up the comfort of the space. Relaxing, dissolving in the space. Letting waves arise and pass. It can help to know that we have a place to rest in, to return to check back in with, to help our system regulate. A place we can begin to rely on. And if it feels right to you, I invite you to put those two fingers together in the associational cue to help support that connection between a growing sense of peace and the body cue. And it's nice to know that even when we do come back to the group and open our eyes, that larger space, that sense of peace or silence is still here as a backdrop within and without, even though the outer landscape may have changed. And so when it feels right to you at your own pace, you can just let your eyes open and see if there's a spot they organically, naturally want to rest in that feels supportive to you as a gaze spot. And the recording can stop here.